Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. The World Health Organization demands radical abortion laws worldwide. Abortion is one of the greatest crimes against humanity. Katerina Karanko reports from PRI's Rome office. The Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade last June. Since then, according to the Guttmacher Institute, 24 of the 50 states have banned or are likely to ban abortion. Not surprisingly, grassroots pro-life organizations all over the world have been galvanized by this landmark decision. They have redoubled their efforts in their own countries to stop the killing of the unborn. But the other side is energized as well, especially those who are profiting from the multi-billion dollar abortion industry. Take the World Health Organization, WHO, which sees itself, despite its massive failures on the China virus pandemic front, as the foremost authority on international health. The WHO defines abortion as a fundamental human right. It claims that it is an essential means of self-care. Its world-renowned experts see nothing wrong with abortion being the leading cause of death worldwide. Indeed, they perversely celebrate the killing of the unborn as a win for women and for sexual, reproductive, and health rights. And that's a quote. As of 2021, according to Worldometers, there were more than 44 million deaths by abortion worldwide, and the numbers are expected to be higher in 2022. This is nearly four times the number of deaths from infectious diseases. The slaughter of the innocents is still not enough for the World Health Organization, however. It now insists that any law that limits or in any way impedes access to abortion at any stage of pregnancy and for any reason can be cast aside. This new demand goes beyond even the guidelines to safe abortion they issued just last year, not to mention their earlier policy briefings intended to provide a supportive law and policy environment for abortion. Abortion is a criminal offense in many countries, although most allow certain exceptions, such as rape or endangering the mother's health or life. The WHO aims to change that, one country and one law at a time, with the goal of fully decriminalizing abortion with no exceptions. Universal abortion for all is their goal. The WHO is even opposed to conscience protections for health providers. Currently, in a number of EU member states, healthcare providers can refuse to perform an abortion if this goes against their conscience, faith, or beliefs. The WHO sees this as a barrier to availability and access, as well as being profoundly disrespectful of a woman's human right. How dare you refuse to perform an abortion, it says in effect to a Catholic doctor. Every medical professional in the world must be required to take the life of an unborn child when told to do so. They are to be punished for refusing by abortion laws or by facility-level policy that is more restrictive than the law. Abortion über alles. The WHO wants to eliminate all exceptions. It wants abortion available on request without mandatory waiting periods or third-party authorizations. It wants to eliminate any and all requirements for approval from parents or spouses, doctors, or judges prior to an abortion. It wants no restrictions on gestational age limit, which means that abortions will be performed up to any point of birth and perhaps beyond. What is this but a war on people, population control by another name? The WHO's evil intentions are clear. The only good baby is a dead baby. This explains why WHO wants almost anyone to be able to perform an abortion. The expanded list of authorized abortion personnel includes doctors, nurses, midwives, pharmacists prescribing abortion pills, and even the pregnant women themselves. The goal is clear: universal abortion on demand, available to everyone and performed by anyone without hesitation. While abortion on demand is far from universal today, some countries, such as South Africa, are coming close. In that communist-run state, doctors who refuse to make abortion referrals are subject to substantial fines. Other groups are gearing up to train virtually anyone how to perform abortions and to cast abortion in a positive light. Over the past 2,000 years, as Christianity spread around the world, it ended human sacrifice among the peoples that it touched, says PRI President Stephen Mosier. They came to see human beings created in the image and likeness of God as precious. Now this heinous practice is once again rearing its ugly head, funded by our tax dollars and supported by powerful elites and international organizations. It must be stopped. This has been your weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.